Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Monday, the 2nd of December, 2019. On the podcast today, Tim McCarthy, chairman of Immu Pharma. IMM is ticker there, and Tim discusses their recent license agreement for Lupizor with Avion in the US. Also on the podcast, Michael Masterman, chairman of W Resources, WRES is ticker there, and Michael provides an update on the La Perla tungsten and tin mine in Spain. I also have two lists for you after the interviews: top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs. Don't forget, if you do receive an RNS via the app, which is free to download at your local app store, then give it a thumbs up. If you like the RNS, give it a thumbs up on the app there, and it could feature in the top five or top 10 of that list there. And obviously, it'll get a lot more publicity because it'll be on the podcast and it'll be on the front page of voxmarkets.co.uk.
Tired of using different sites to research companies? Vox Markets aggregates key financial details, pricing data, and company news into one place. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tim McCarthy, chairman of Immu Pharma. That's IMM ticker. Tim, thanks for joining me.
You're very welcome, Justin. Nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, we had some big news out last week, and wow, the share price didn't half move. And we'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, Tim, for people not familiar with Immu Pharma, just give a brief summary, if you could, of what the company's all about.
Yes, of course. Immu Pharma is focused on the development of drugs in the autoimmune space. We're a company listed on AIM, have been for a number of years now, and I think probably our best known drug in development is a drug called Lupizor, which you just mentioned in the introduction there. We had some fantastic news on that last week, I should say, which I'm sure we're going to come on to talk about now.
Yeah, exactly. So the reason why it's sort of moved is you announced last week licensing and development agreement with a US, which is specialty pharmaceutical company, Avion. And the agreement is to take Pharma's lead product, which is Lupizor, you mentioned, into phase three trials. Can you give a bit more background as to this, Tim?
Yes, of course. The drug Lupizor, which we're talking about, is a drug for a condition called lupus, which is in the autoimmune space. It's a drug which has been in development for a number of years now. And, of course, in our industry, the main thing is to get these drugs developed and then get them out to distribution and marketing. And how companies like ourselves make money is by usually licensing these drugs to other pharmaceutical companies that have the ability to distribute and market them and sell them into, in this case, specialist areas, and then we take royalties from the sales. So when a company like Immu Pharma enters into one of these deals, especially when it's a late stage development deal like ours is, because it's at the last stage of phase three, then it has an enormous impact, and we saw that in terms of the reaction on the share price last week. But I think we'll see it even more as we go forward as this development and the partnership develops between ourselves and Avion. And the intention clearly is to get this drug to market as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So where Immu Pharma's product Lupizor is at what we call the last stage of clinical development. It's already been through one phase three trial last year, which were reported and we're intending to take into a second phase 3 study with Avion now. And as I'm sure a number of your listeners will remember, we reported the results of the first phase 3 last year. Unfortunately, on the headline results, we didn't get the results we were looking for in terms of the statistical significance. Although when we put a subsequent release out about a month later, we demonstrated that in a particular population of patients that have a particular profile, clinical profile, what we call a biomarker, in Europe, we actually did get the statistical significance that we were looking for. And that's what ourselves and Avion are going to concentrate on going forward. So the deal means that we will co-develop the drug with Avion in the United States, and we will put it into a second phase 3 study, which will be a little bit more directed than the first phase 3 study in terms of the patient population. We're intending to hopefully begin this study next year in 2020. The first step will be to agree the design and the size of the trial with the FDA, who's the American regulator, drug regulator. And then we will take this study through in the normal way, recruiting patients not only in the US, but also probably across Europe and maybe in some other territories. The intention being that we're looking to this to be the registration trial, i.e. the last trial that we're looking that we need to do before we can apply for registration. And in designing it in such a way, we should then be able to apply for registration not only in the United States, but also across Europe and other territories as well. That the costs of all that are being picked up by Avion. And as we said in the press release last week, there is up to $25 million allocated for the trial costs. And just to put that in perspective for your listeners, the cost of the first phase 3 that we completed last year was less than half of that, about $11 million. So more than enough commitment from Avion in terms of the cost of that study and getting it to market. And then when it's sold out in the States, we will get certain number of milestone payments, which could add up to $70 million, in addition to double-digit royalties, which go up to 17%. Yeah. And again, for your listeners not familiar with these type of deals, to get 17% royalties on a pharmaceutical drug for a company like ourselves is very high royalties. And we're talking about it going into a market which could be selling, even just in the United States, $1 or $2 billion a year at peak sales. So that's an awful lot of revenue, potential revenue, in the not-too-distant future. So I think that's why everyone's excited. They're excited, I think, about the deal itself, the external validation by a company like Avion, who specialize in this area. They have a team of sales reps on the floor in the United States that deal specifically in the specialist areas such as rheumatology, which is where lupus fits in. So that's ideal for us. And they're very committed to this sort of development. They've taken a lot of late-stage drugs through development and onto the market very successfully. So we're very excited about the partnership with them. We really are.
And I suppose, Tim, that this sort of validation by a third-party industry player, such as Avion, is very important, isn't it?
It's vitally important because it's all very well a company like ImmuPharma believing in their own drug, which you'd expect any company to be. But to put it in context, we've spent the best part of a year negotiating this deal with Avion. And a large part of that time has been spent with Avion doing detailed due diligence, both on a technical and scientific level, but also a competitive market analysis about whether the drugs are in development, the methodology of approach that we have, which is differentiated from other people. So all of that has been taken place by a company that know this area extremely well. And the fact that they have bought into it, they're putting an enormous amount of financial and human resources behind this late stage development and then obviously marketing this drug is as good a validation as you could have, which is external to ourselves. And that, I think, is what we were trying to say last year when we unfortunately got the results that we did with the phase three, that, look, you need to keep believing this drug. It was an unfortunate trial. We didn't get the end results that we had, but we believe in this drug because fundamentally it is safe and we know that it works. And I think this validation by Avion is exactly what we were looking for, and in turn it's exactly what the market was looking for and our shareholders, which is why we got such a positive reaction last week, and we continue to get the reaction through this week as well.
Yeah, okay. And this, just you did touch on it, but you said this agreement is exclusively for the US. So will you now be looking for, you know, partners for other territories like Europe in particular?
Yes, and that's, if you like, the more exciting things coming up as well, because this is a global drug. We have lupus patients all around the world, and we're looking to get this drug to as many patients as we can. So, if you like, the financials and the validation that I've just talked about has been taken care of in this deal with Avion. But off the back of the data that we get from this next phase three that we're doing with Avion, we can then roll out the registrations across the rest of the world. Now, we're not looking necessarily to be marketeers or to go out there and selling it directly ourselves. We have the option if we want to. But we're more likely going to be looking, well, I know we are looking, but we're more likely to be signing up other partners in other major territories of the world. So Europe, other areas of North and South America, the Far East, obviously, some of the major developed countries. So there's a lot more exciting news coming up in the way that we're going to roll the marketing of Lupsor out, you know, over the next period. So I think the market can expect to see some more deals coming up. I'm not going to put any time frame on it, but definitely we want to be in a position when this gets approved that we're ready to go on a global basis.
Yeah, and just remind us, going back to June, you did this sort of agreement with Lanstead, and how does that now get affected by the share price has risen so quickly?
Well, very positively, in a word. Yes, I mean, we've worked with Lanstead before, about 3 years ago, very successfully, and it's quite a unique financing. But what happens is, as the share price rises, then we actually get more money out of the deal. There's no further share dilution. I mean, Lanstead have even issued their shares when we did the deal back in the summer. So they're a significant shareholder in the company now, about 13%. But the way that it works is, the higher the share price rises, the more money we get out of the deal. And it's essentially what we call a sharing agreement. So the upside in the share price, we share effectively with Lanstead. So for no further dilution of our shares, our shareholders or the company itself, we actually get more money in the bank. So fantastic deal. And in fact, to be honest, Justin, I don't think the company, I know the company wouldn't have, the board would not have gone into this type of financing deal with Lanstead unless we were confident that we had some positive news flow coming up. And so obviously, that happened last week, and you know, we're pretty confident we're going to have some more positive news flow coming up the next period as well.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, one final thing then, Tim. If someone's liking the sound of this but are not yet following the story, could you give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please?
Yes, of course. Well, firstly, ImmuPharm is absolutely unique, I think, in having a late stage drug like Lupsor, which is proven in a number of studies, and I think we'll get that final approval through this next study. And the potential of this drug in terms of its sales potential, the ability to help patients, and then in turn the financial reward back to the company, I think is quite unique. In terms of looking at where we are now in the future and anybody looking to invest, we're still at a relatively low share price compared to where we were last year or in the run-up to the phase three study. I mean, the share price was touching £1.90 at one stage. And even at that level, does not really reflect the full potential for when Lupsor, you know, gets launched. So lots of good potential news flow, positive news flow coming up for the next period. And we haven't even talked about the rest of the portfolio outside of Lupusor, which we still have, and which, again, we're looking to move on, you know, over the next period. So lots and lots of positive news flow coming up.
Excellent stuff. Good to chat to you, Tim. Like I said, lots of news flow, so no doubt we'll be chatting again in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
I'm sure we will, Justin. Good to speak to you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Michael Marcelman, chairman of W Resources. WRES is ticker there. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Justin, it's great to be on the show.
Yeah, we've missed each other a little bit. So I was on holidays end of summer, then you came, I think we went to Vox Studios to do a video and stuff. But there's been lots going on. And Lapra is producing here. You've done a production update, you've done a financing update. So we'll dig into all that. As always, though, Michael, if someone is listening right now and has not heard of W Resources, just explain what it's about, please.
So W Resources is focused on tungsten and tin production in Spain and Portugal. Our largest asset is La Perilla, which is a completed mine and tungsten tin processing plant in southwestern Spain. In addition, in Portugal, we have the Régua tungsten mine development and the São Martinho gold discovery.
Marvelous stuff. Let's focus on the flagship then, La Perilla. You've done a production update. Where are we with this, Michael? Take us through it if you could.
Okay, so we've got it built. We're feeding ore to the crusher, which then goes to the jig, which then goes to the concentrator, and we're producing high grade tungsten and tin.
Yeah. And just take us through where you are as far as targets are concerned, what you're hoping to produce, where you are at the moment, and when the ramp-up will be, over what period of time.
Okay, so the plant's designed to feed 2 million tonnes of run-of-mine ore to the crusher, which will produce around about 2,500 to 2,700 tonnes per annum of tungsten concentrate. The plant is fully complete and operational in all of the components. We're on a monthly basis, we'd produce around about 200 tonnes a month of tungsten concentrate, which, if you include the tins, around about $36 million US dollars per annum in revenue. We've started production. We're in that ramp-up phase where we're gradually getting plant stability and steady operations, and probably the big next step will be moving from just operating on day shift to moving on to operating on a 24-hour basis, which will significantly boost the production rates.
Yeah. And you did touch on the revenue. Take us through that, the financials here. You know, what's your production cost, and what are you hoping to clear on this when you're up and running there?
Okay, so it's a low cost mine. We've got very, very good line of sight in terms of our mining costs and our processing costs. Everything we're seeing indicates that we're right in line with the final investment decision analysis, which had us right at the bottom of the cost curve with a cost per cost per MTU of around about 100 US dollars per MTU. And on an annual basis, when it's fully up and running, 36 mil of revenue should clear around about 20 million of earnings before interest, tax, and depreciation. So 20 mil of EBITDA.
And that's obviously per year?
Yes.
And that's quite significant, really, isn't it? When you look at the market cap and the size of your company, you're around about 21, 22 million at the moment. So some would suggest you're undervalued when you get that level, do you think?
I think all chief executives probably say that they are undervalued, but certainly we have a fully operating mine delivering correct grades to the crusher. We have a 28 million euro large-scale processing plant, which Vox has highlighted on a number of the videos. We've got tungsten and tin processing capacity, and that should translate into earnings and a significantly higher valuation.
What is the market like for tungsten at the moment? I mean, obviously, because a lot of things are sort of driven, I suppose, resources, commodities driven by China and the sentiment around that and their growth. What's tungsten like at the moment?
It's funny you asked. When you do a study, whatever it is, 2 years before you actually produce, you have to do a forecast of the tungsten price. And back in 2017, when we published our final investment decision report, we said in the first full year of production, 2020, would be at about $245 per MTU. Now, the price of tungsten is pretty much spot on that. That's probably best thought of as a Goldilocks price. It's not too low and it's not too high. It allows us to make a good operating margin as we bring the plant into production. And look, I think as the China-US trade issues get sorted out, as we're quietly confident that we'll see a steady rise in that price going forward. There are potentially acute shortages of primary tungsten production, and we'll just make sure we make money at the current prices, and the scope for a further rise in prices going forward.
Yeah. And aside from La Perla, what's happening elsewhere? Anything else happening at the moment?
So Regua, our tungsten mine in northern Portugal, is approved for development. We're doing the initial work, getting organised to make sure that we can move forward in 2020 to put that into production. So that's going ahead. For our gold discovery in central Portugal, São Martinho, we've just applied for a trial mine license. That'll take probably about 12 to 18 months to be fully granted, but that'll give us the ability to do more drilling work to extend the size of that gold deposit. It allows to mine the shallow elements of the deposit, and it'll allow us on a pilot basis to produce gold. So both the Portuguese projects are in good shape, but the near-term cash generation is very much going to come from La Perla.
Yeah, absolutely. And okay, then, Mike, as always, you know the score here. If someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing here, but are not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons. Oh, by the way, before we get into that, you've just done a bit of a fundraise with, and that was at a premium. Just take us through that, if you could, before we get into the three reasons.
Look, we've had very good support from a number of high net worth Spanish investors. We've done a couple of small placements, including on Friday, which have shown that the Spanish investors are willing to understand the assets, understand the potential of the assets, and have been willing to invest at a premium to the share price, which is always good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please, Michael.
Mine's complete, plant's complete. We've commissioned the plant and we're producing tungsten. Tungsten and tin production is going to generate significant earnings, and we trust a re-rating of the stock.
Excellent stuff. Thanks for that, Michael, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thanks, Justin. Bye.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Coovs, up 17.4% to 3.8875 pence. At four, Mobile Streams, up 3% to 0.16. At three, Clontarf Energy, up 25% to 1.5 pence. At two, it's Alpha Growth, it really is growing today, up 96.67% to 2.95 pence. And number one most followed company today is Oracle Power. It's been there for a while, and that's 9.38% up to 0.525 pence. All right, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. At five, Greatland Gold, new outstanding drill results at Havieron. At four, Dekel AgriVision, joint venture agreement with Green Enesis Holdings. At 3, Harvest Minerals, trading update. At 2, UK Oil and Gas, result of placing. And at 1, most like Darnes, Rehobold Resources, that's exercise of Danube options. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.